Yes, it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom. Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, you can connect the dots too. All you have to do is call in. The number here is 888-627-6008. That makes this a call-in radio show. Hey, this is BBS Radio. You realize that? We do live shows here. That's right. And we go around the globe. Faster than the speed of light. Faster than Superman. Beyond Einstein's comprehension of the speed of light. You know, that's one thing that, I hope the scientists of today realize that, you know, Einstein and his 186,000 mile per second limit on light, that's only about a specific type of light, or we could say visible light. But there's other types of light, like your thoughts. I've mentioned it before, but it's a known fact. Your thoughts travel at 10 to the 41st power. For you that are not too informed about mathematics, 10 to the 41st power, that means the number 10 with 41 zeros after it. A pretty big number. I don't think there's even a name for a number like that. So basically, your thoughts are instantaneous, way faster than 186,000 miles per second. And this information should be taught in public schools. Well, hey, aren't public schools? At least the whole school system, the sham, the public indoctrination system, has been shattered with the coronavirus thing. Well, that's one good thing that's happening out of this, in a way. And, of course, there's a lot of bad things happening. But on the good point, I have a website out there, and I've listed the coronavirus cure. I talked briefly about it, and I mentioned how I'm willing to participate in this if somebody comes up with the funding, because I do know the cure. It's already known. I didn't invent it. Others invented it. The cure is known for the coronavirus. And if they're not willing to share it, believe me, I'm an intelligent, scientifically minded person. We can just rediscover it in about a week's worth of time. That's right. So to be more specific, just go to my website, 2020 President Tom Edison. That's 2020 President TOMEDISON, spelled just like it sounds. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. And just scroll down from the picture, and you'll see an update, April 2020 coronavirus cure. And just read it and understand, by the conviction of my conversation there on the site, that this, you know, can be wrapped up pretty fast once we start applying the proper scientific tools to deal with the situation. You know, the solution to killing all viruses is known. It's the same. It's using a different therapeutic modality, a different technology, something beyond what the orthodox doctors know about. The coronavirus cure is known, and anybody who really wants to get this thing solved soon should visit my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. That's right, I am a presidential candidate, a rating candidate. I'm doing it the only way I can afford to do it. It doesn't cost any money to be a rating candidate. Did you know that? And anybody who's an American citizen can do it. I've done it before, and I'm doing it again. This country. upcoming election, and I've got the best credentials, the ability to solve all the problems simultaneously. I even know the coronavirus cure. I know if I was the president when this whole thing started, the whole thing would have been solved. People wouldn't have been dying needlessly because we would just use the proper healing tools in the situation. The virus would have been knocked dead, killed right in its tracks. And if it ever resurfaced again, of course it could, because people like Bill Gates have the patent on it, so they could just recreate it and send it out there again. We could kill it again, because the way to kill it is using advanced science healing tools beyond that of normal orthodox science. But it's known, this information is known. The secret world agencies, they have this information. They could have stopped this coronavirus already, but they're too worried about losing their secret knowledge that they, want to play dumb and just let it go. And then there's so many secret agencies, they want all this to happen. They want chaos. You know, people that want to control the world, they want chaotic situations. They want people suffering because it makes it easier to control them. That's a fact. And in relation, one more thing in relation to this virus, you know, what popped up in the last week on mainstream media, which I watch mainstream media news because I want to find out all the BS that's going on that they're trying to force feed down the people's throats. Well, watch mainstream media. And the thing that popped up on mainstream media in regards to the virus was the doctors can't figure out why people are getting blood clots in relation to this virus. Well, there could be a lot of underlying reasons for that, but I'm the connected dots person. I put two and two together. If you watch just a normal, small amount of free TV, like I do, in the New York City area, we have plenty of free TV, you know, and all the commercials are basically, well, not all of them, I'd say about 60 to 70% of the commercials are pharmaceutical commercials, selling all these nasty products that do virtually nothing for you, but they all have somewhere between 10 and 20 side effects. And there's this product out here called Verzino. I don't know even what it's supposed to do for you, but when they start listing all the bad things about it, they go beyond 10 and somewhere between 15 and 20 bad things they're listing. The last one is, oh, and you could get blood clots from this product that could possibly lead to death. Well, why aren't the doctors looking at the pharmaceutical products that these people are using that can cause death or cause blood clots? That would be the first place to start looking, and probably has nothing to do with the coronavirus, these people that are dying from blood clots, but it probably has something to do with this product, Verzino. And they mentioned it in their commercial. Yeah, you could possibly get blood clots leading to death. Well, I mean, come on, 2 and 2 is 4. If you can't put these things together, doctors, like, you know, doctors are notorious for being bad at diagnosing things. That's why I don't go to doctors, for starters. But there's a lot of reasons, other reasons I don't go to doctors, because I understand real health care. Your basic doctor doesn't know about real health care. What he learns in college is pharmaceutical medicine and nothing else. Okay, enough of the coronavirus. But hey, stay away from their product for Verzino. I mean, they're warning you on the TV. I mean, this is crazy, you know. They're warning you, you have to be an idiot. And of course, they say, ask your doctor. And of course, if the doctor has gotten the bribe money from the company, he'll say, yeah, it's okay for you. But they should be investigating that. Anyone in the hospital with dying from blood clots, they were probably taking Verzino. Anyhow, so much for that. This is what I wanted to get to right away. There's You might have heard it that planet Earth is evolving into the fifth dimension. And there's a lot of chatter on Twitter about that. There's the star seeds talking about it. The star seeds being Pleiadians who are here to help us get ready for the upcoming event and the upcoming ascension of planet Earth and the people on it. They want to, and the main point that the star seeds, the Pleiadian star seeds, are emphasizing that we want to think about love. We want to project love with our hearts. And we want to eliminate hate and anger. Because the more we can focus on love and project love from our hearts, will help Mother Earth evolve faster, and so will we get to ascend faster. So, here's something most people don't realize. You know, a lot of people are talking about this now, the Galactic Federation and the new timeline has been started by the Pleiadians as of January last year, 2019. The Pleiadians claim that they have started the new timeline. How do you start a timeline? I don't know. Yes, Pleiadians said. But here's what's interesting to know, because I pulled out some old VHS tapes. How about that? Because these educational tapes that were put out by the Academy of Future Science back in the last century was before they really had the DVD market out there. It might have just been starting at the time. But they were still producing these videos on VHS. And there's three of them I want to mention, basically. And the one from 1993, these are, again, videos produced by the Academy of Future Sciences in Los Gatos, California, under the direction of Dr. J.J. Hertak, a very distinguished, knowledgeable individual who had the opportunity to leave this world in an envelope of light for 2 years, I mean for 2 days, back in 1972, I believe it was. Well, anyhow, after his 2 day trip into the universe of the higher realities, under the light envelope of the being called Enoch, and another famous being called Metatron, he came back in 1973, he published, right after coming back on his 2 day trip into the higher realities, he published a book called The Keys of Enoch. And he also started the Future Academy of Future Science at the same time. So 20 years down the road, he, after starting this Academy of Future Science, started doing really educational videos about what's coming. And in a 1993 55-minute presentation titled The Message of the Keys of Enoch, the book he had written, he talks about going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And he's talking this way back in 1993. And somehow he had the inside information already that this is how it was going to go, from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. Now, you might say, well, why are we skipping the fourth dimension? It's a good question. He doesn't really explain it in this video, but from my understanding, that the fourth dimension is too much like the third dimension, and the dark entities have no problem residing in the fourth dimension just as easily as they reside in our third dimension, our physical reality. So you have to skip up to the fifth dimension, to a higher frequency that will prevent the dark forces from following us on our path of ascension. And then we won't be under their control anymore. They won't be able to control us when we're in the fifth dimension, like they're controlling us now still in the third dimension, what we commonly refer to as physical reality. The fourth dimension is physical reality, too. It's just stepped up a little higher, but the dark forces can still manipulate us in the fourth dimension, too. So that's why we're going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. So anyhow, this is in a 1993 55-minute presentation titled The Message of the Keys of Enoch. And, of course, The Keys of Enoch was the book that Dr. J.J. Hertag wrote in 1973. You can buy it at any bookstore, or you can contact his Academy of Future Sciences and maybe get it downloaded or something. But this book has been the cornerstone of so many other great books that were written after it. In fact, when I started reading books that were written by Pleiadians back in the 1990s, they all kept mentioning the Keys of Enoch. So I finally bought the book because so many people were giving reference to it. I was shocked to find out when I started reading it that all the things that I had really liked about what the Pleiadians were writing, they were really basically directly taking those words of wisdom out of his book, The Keys of Enoch, you know? And so this book is like, you know, it's a foundation for so many other things that have been built upon it. And while we're talking about the videos, so if you visit his site, the Academy of Future Science, there's other good videos. You know, perhaps they have them on DVD now, or you can probably download them. There's one called Extraterrestrial Realities. That was a 1993 58-minute presentation. And he talks about the all the varieties of extraterrestrials, and they have some pictures of some of them that are interacting with the human race. Of course, mainstream media pretends nothing. None of this is happening. And there's over 100 apparently that are interacting with our human race, and this is back in 1993. So. You can just imagine how many are interacting with us now. And then there's another great video. You know, like I said, I bought these when they were in VHS form. And I found them very educational. Let me see. The other one is called... Oh, Pathways to the Light. This was done in 1998. It's a 48-minute presentation. Again, it's the forerunner of all these great meditation videos that are now out on YouTube by various people. And I've watched some of them. They're pretty good. But this is the first one out there, really, that I know of. Back in 1998, it's called Pathways to the Light. It's a 43-minute presentation by Dr. J.J. Hertag and the technicians who helped him make it. It's a meditation journey, and it has visuals very similar to what you see on the meditation videos nowadays. But it's worth watching. Fantastic video work, and it's got music behind it, just like they do on that will be help educate you about all these things that you're not going to get an education in too many other places about. One video is called Extraterrestrial Realities. The other one is called The Message of the Keys of Enoch. And the meditation video with the great visuals and music behind it is called The Pathways to the Light. Now, you want to find out more about this guy, Dr. J.J. Hertog. He has plenty of other products out there that are designed to enlighten you with knowledge and help you get closer to ascension. I've met the gentleman twice before, and I can tell you he is the real deal. And we got along fine talking. He was amazed how I had a picture of such a close-up picture of the Kaaba, you know, where they in Mecca, where they do that. Everybody has to run to Mecca every year, and they walk around the black cube. Well, what the black cube is all about, really, it's in Dr. Hertog's book, The Keys of Enoch, written in 1973. So when he was talking to me, I showed him a picture of what it looks up like close, and he was amazed that I could get a picture of that close up the corner of the Kaaba. And I explained to him that if you look closely, you'll see the eight pieces of stone in that cortege or whatever it's surrounding them on the corner are placed like the Big Dipper, I mean the Little Dipper. They're positioned like the Little Dipper. And I says, as you mentioned in your book, the handle star of the Little Dipper, the Polaris star, which Earth revolves around, you know, our sun takes us around Polaris constantly. That's why Polaris is the North Star at this point in time. I mentioned to him in the midst of the conversation, I said, so if you look closely, you'll see the eight stones, black stones, on the corner there in that casing, that they resemble the Little Dipper. And you mentioned in your book, I said to Dr. Hertog, that the Little Dipper is the headquarters, basically, of the dark forces in our galaxy. The stars, and especially the one Polaris. And, you know, so I explained to him how I got the picture. Amazing. And I'll just keep that a secret right now. But so he has all this interesting information in his book, The Keys of Enoch. Everybody should go out and buy it. And what I showed of him, the picture, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And what's important to understand is, you know, connecting the dots. That's why I wrote the book, because I'm good at connecting the dots, you know. And he was amazed. In fact, he actually said that to me. He said, you're really good at connecting the dots. When I correlated what the close-up picture of the cube in Mecca correlates to what he said, the information he revealed about the Little Dipper being like the hideout of the dark forces. And he actually said those words, you connect the dots very good. So you see how everything gets coordinated in life without us even knowing it. And I tell that little story in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. But We must move on. So, in connecting to that theory, so you see, because Polaris is one of the stars, the headquarters of where the dark forces hang out, where the darkest of the dark forces, it's their, one of their home worlds, the Polaris star system. Isn't that convenient for them? Because the Earth is constantly moving around 24/7 around that star, which gives them kind of like a convenient access to our world. And we are gullible people, so no doubt that has something to do with there's so many evil sources here. But the good news is that, from all the information I hear, is that when the Earth begins its ascension, which we're in the middle of right now, and the sun is going to travel into a new path and we'll have a new North Star. You know, it's known already that so many thousands of years ago, Polaris was not the North Star. There was something called Lyra or Theta. Hey, if you know the exact name of that star, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Call up and tell us. I don't have time to check it up exactly how the spelling of that was, Lyra or Theta, T-A-T-T-A. Hey, number here is 888-627-6008. If you have a phone, hey, guess what? You can participate. So anyhow, that's connecting all that. I mentioned last week, 1945 in Nag Hammadi, Egypt, papyrus scrolls were found in jars inside of a cave-type place. And amongst those scrolls, when deciphered, were the information about the Archons, the reptilians and the skinny-looking grays, both of them mind-controlling humanity and ruling over humanity. The powers of mind control and, of course, brute force under the influence of the reptilians. So it's a great video to watch. You'll get a lot of important information about ancient scriptures that didn't get to be tampered with. It's, I believe, a 37-minute video because there's a few archons. Videos. So, you know, on YouTube, go to look, just punch in Archon, A-R-C-H-O-N videos. And there's, four or five of them. But the one that's 37 minutes long is the one that talks about the 1945 Nag Hammadi, Egypt papyrus scrolls. And they give you some two interesting drawings, I guess, of what the reptilian type looks like and what the gray type looks like, the skinny gray type. Bad guys, both of them. So, and, I'm sure you know this is BBS Radio you're listening to in Station 1. Hey, the name of the show here is Connect the Dots. Now, if you go BBS Radio, Station 1, and look at the schedule of the people. My show is listed for 10 p.m. Saturday. Connect the Dots. Dom Edison, that's right, that's who I am. If you click on the name of the show and go looking for the archives, the podcasts of all the show, last week's podcast are listed as last week's archive, the most recent one, from April 18th. Today is April 25th. Last week's show was phenomenal. All the information that I said relating to the coronavirus. And if you're really concerned about what's going on and how government is mishandling everything, you should review last week's show. Because I said it all there, and the main point is that everyone's participation is needed at this point in time, because as the old saying goes, the democracy doesn't work unless the people participate. And right now, first of all, the United States of America is not a democracy. It's a republic. There's no argument there. I mean, that's a proven fact. The United States of America is a republic. When was the last time you said the Pledge of Allegiance? And to the republic for which it stands, yeah. So in a republic, the representatives have all the power. This is an educational show, and I'm giving you all an education on what your country really is and how you really don't have any power. The representatives have all the power in a republic. You know, the only inkling of power you have is on voting day. And I mentioned last week, and I mentioned it several times, we need to all seriously think about going out and voting this coming election and make sure whoever was in power at this point in time during the coronavirus does not get elected, because every one of them has let you down. They've listened to the propaganda scientists of Big Pharma. They've got everybody going on a wild goose chase. They've taken away your rights, forcing you to put masks in, got you on lockdown, and the people are still dying. Now, if you don't like the way it's being done, one, you need to, first of all, get rid of all these rotten politicians that are participating and going along with this charade. And they're too stupid to know that this isn't working and that this isn't what the people want. They didn't bother to ask us what we want because they know they don't have to, you know? That's the arrogant attitude of politicians, you know? They don't really care what you want. All they care about is money and worrying about somebody and accusing them they didn't do anything. So they'll make all the wrong decisions just so they can say they did something. That's how pathetic it is. That's why every one of these governors, every one of these politicians that have jumped on the bandwagon of, yeah, we got to go for the vaccines, yeah, put your mask on, yeah, sit home, you're saving lives. What a bag of friggin' crap, you know? It is crap, because I have the right to say that because I know what health care is, and I also know the solution to this is no, and it's got nothing to do with vaccines or pharmaceutical products. Anyhow, I'll remind you again, visit my website, 2020presidenttomhenderson.com, next meeting, and just scroll down from the picture at the top, and it's there, update, April 2020, coronavirus cure. And then I give a brief explanation of the type of cure we're talking about. It's vibrational. That's right. It's got nothing to do with pharmaceutical products. And it'll work instantaneously once the devices get put out there. But, you know, if nobody's interested in doing this, solving this thing once and for all fast, well, we're going to continue down the path that our fake, ignorant leaders are leading us. And, of course, they're all being mind-controlled with either bribery or fear to sing the same song that the New World Order wants. Because, look, this is what the New World Order wants. If you haven't heard of them, look them up. They're all the bad guys lumped up in one group, you know, the Illuminati, the bankers, the Masons at the top. You know, there's Masons at the lower level who are good people, and the Jesuits at the top. And, the corporations, they're all part of this New World Order thing, and the filthy rich people, they're part of it too. And they just want to destroy all the world economies, make all the people poor, and then force their totalitarian one world government on everybody, including the United States. And look how easy you're making for them, because you are the sheeple. You're acting like sheeple. You're not complaining enough about something that's ridiculous. They're destroying your rights. They've taken them away already. And then they're telling you on mainstream media, which is controlled by the New World Order, they're telling you that, well, you know, the coronavirus will never go away. Oh, but you have to wait for the vaccines. Oh, you'll never get back to normal. Well, sure, if you're going to sit around and let these lying, ignorant politicians abuse their power of authority and treat you like nobodies, never once asking you what you want, never asking you, you know? And then when you start squawking, they don't listen either. They just still want to rant on about, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, you have to stay home, you have to listen to us, or we'll send the police out there to arrest you. And they're doing that in some countries. The police are coming down with hard-handed ways. And, you know, the whole thing sucks. You got to complain, you know. We don't want to be stuck in home for the rest of our life. We don't want to wait in line in the supermarket out on the street for the rest of our lives. We don't want to be looking for welfare because we don't have jobs anymore. We don't want any of this. And this is what the politicians are doing for you. They've ruined your life, they've ruined your economy, and they've abused their power. And that's why I say, come November, anybody who isn't in power right now, they cannot be allowed to continue. Anybody would be better than the crowd that's ruining it for everybody right now. Well, that's all I got to say regarding to that. But you have to participate to change the situation. They're not going to give you a breath of fresh air. And while you're at it, stop putting your damn seatbelt on. They brainwashed you with that. It's not saving your life or anybody else's, you know? It's weakening you because it's taking away your breath. Your breath is half your life force. Anyway, hey, listen to last week's show, too, April 18th, Connect the Dots. You can search it out on BBS Radio. It's worth listening to again because you need to hear more of this. You have to participate. You have to group together with your friends to get rid of these crooked politicians, these ignorant fools that are ruining everyone's life. You know, they say they're going by the advice of the experts. Well, the experts are not the experts. The experts are propaganda that they're talking about, are propaganda scientists. They're either too stupid to know what real health care is, whether it's their fault or not, or they're being paid by the New World Order to misinform the elected officials to do all the wrong things to make the people suffer, destroy the economy, and make it easy for the one world government takeover. This is the reality that's happening now. You know, we have to face it. It's not just happening here in America. It's happening all around the world. And there isn't one political leader that is willing to talk against it, really. You know? And none of them know anything about science. Absolutely nothing. And none of them know anything about health care. You know? We need to get rid of all this fake health care stuff anyhow. Pharmaceutical medicine is not real health care. You know, it's the people you go to when you're dying on your last deathbed and your health is totally ruined. But you ruined it yourself because you allowed the government to mislead you your whole life so that you would destroy your body, you know. Plus, they're destroying it in other ways, too. They still got the chemtrails, planes flying, poisoning the air. They got the GMO food destroying you. Also, if you're stupid enough to eat it, they're putting all kinds of metal toxins into fast food, along with insect DNA. Yeah, yeah. And they're even putting baby parts in the food and fast food now. Yeah, dead baby parts. And they're putting other human flesh and meat into fast food products. Yeah. Good old McDonald's, Burger King, the whole group, they're all part of the scam. The meat suppliers are giving them tainted meat. They don't give a shit unless you keep buying it, you know? And this is where it's at. you know, destroying all the small farmers, especially the dairy farmers, they're destroying them all because they want, destroying the small business because they want a one-world government with a one-world corporate control of everything. That's right, there'll be one company, Amazon. Everything will be delivered by drones. You don't have to go out of your house now, which is your new jail cell. And this is where it's going. But you got to start squawking, people, and making a lot of noise and protesting. Of course, they've kind of made it difficult to protest now that everybody's locked down in their house and can't go out in groups. Well, it wasn't that clever. You got to understand who's running the show here. Evil people, evil politicians, evil New World Order maniacs, mad scientists. You know, for the sake of more power and more money, they will throw you under the bus without blinking an eye and then look for the next war soul to throw under the bus. This is happening right now. You gotta stand up and squawk. Otherwise, they'll take your silence as compliance, as the saying goes, and then they'll inflict you with more. Believe me, it's only going to get worse unless you start squawking and people start taking actions. But anyhow, take the time to archive last week's show. Go to BBS Radio. Navigate. You'll find out how to do it. Or you can always call BBS Radio up and tell them, ask them, how do I archive last week's Connect the Dot show? They'll explain it to you. You know? We're a friendly radio station, BBS. Owned and operated by friendly people, helpful people. Not like some of these other networks, you know, the major networks. Yeah, you try to get a message to anybody at, like, WABC or something like that, forget it. You'll never get through. You'll get to talk to the intern who works for nothing, that knows nothing. Yeah, I'll transfer you to so-and-so, and then you'll get the message. Sorry I'm not here, but leave your message. Not at BBS Radio. No, sirree. BBS Radio is run by real people, and they pick up the telephone, and they'll help you out if you want to archive a show. And last week's show is worth listening to because this coronavirus thing, this is affecting everyone's life and in a bad way. So you want to get as much informed about it as you can. I'm watching the videos people are posting out there, like David Icke, about the 5G connection with the coronavirus, you know. 5G weakens your immune system, which makes you more susceptible to falling seriously ill with a coronavirus if you come in contact with it. And there's another gentleman out there, you can look him up, he represents over 200 doctors in California. They're a group that they all know about the dangers of 5G. They try to lobby the Congress, of course. You know, that's your chances of lobbying the Congress without bribe money is like a snowball's chance in hell. But they're trying to, and they know all the bad things about the 5G. Look it up, Kevin Mattis. He has several videos out there. The 1 hour and 6 minute video by Kevin Mattis, M-O-T-T-U-S. You'll find out a lot of important information about the dangers of 5G. Yeah? Kind of, you have to educate yourself. Mainstream media will never tell you the truth because they're all owned by the New World Order. And they only tell, talk on the TV, the boob tube, what they've been programmed to talk or what's on the teleprompter screen. And they are not allowed to say anything else, pretty much. They certainly have a list of taboo topics that they'll never talk about in a negative way. They still don't want to talk about the reality of all the ETs that are here and infiltrating our world. You know, that's a taboo topic. They can't talk about 5G being bad. They can't talk about chemtrails. They can't talk about GMOs being bad. You name it, they can't talk about it. And these are really important issues. So I'm just giving you some more important information to go out and investigate for yourself, because you need to convince yourself that actions need to be taken at this point in time. Silence is compliance, and then once they see all the majority of people are silent, they're going to increase the lockdown, and to the point where nobody will be able to go out for anything, anytime, anywhere, forever. That's where it's headed. You know, I mean, seriously, you got to understand. This is serious, what's going down. This is the world takeover happening. This is at the beginning of it right now. The final battle between us, the good people, and the evil controllers, the archons. And, you know, while some of you who are out of work and got some time on your hands, you can make some discoveries for yourself. You know, my book, which you ought to buy just to look at the pictures, Connect the Dots Theory, you can find links to it on the BBS radio. You know, look up my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m., click on it. You'll see links to the book. Plus, you can read the first 40 pages free. Just go on Google Chrome and punch in Connect the Dots Theory, and then you have a box over to the side that will show you that you can click onto that, and you can read the first 40 pages free. You'll get to see the table of contents, all the other things in the book. It's multifarious. It's not just one theory. In fact, it's really true information. Theory was just a term I used. Because some people will say, well, that's just theory, okay, because I'm connecting the dots. Well, you know, I claim it to be based on common sense correlations and factual. It's pretty straightforward and obvious, but the pictures are worth a million words, not a thousand words I have in there. And they're all taken with a 35-millimeter camera. So you could probably find certain things that I've come across if you went into the places where I went to go looking to take pictures, if you get yourself a 35-millimeter camera. There's certain things that a 35-millimeter film will pick up that digital cameras will not. Yeah. In fact, because I'm always looking at pictures. I prefer to look at pictures than read. A lot of times, they've got on YouTube, they got pictures of what towns look like back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And back then, the only cameras people were using were Brownie cameras. Yeah, the old Brownie camera. Well, turns out the old Brownie camera can pick up the sparkling points of light that hover in the air. I've got a picture of it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, of when I came across it. I took a picture of it with a 35-millimeter camera, and the sparkling points of light came out on the film, just like I saw it. Well, it turns out some of these, I ran across some of these, it was like, I think, Liverpool, England. In the 50s, some of the old streets with the old buildings on it, and sure enough, I came across a couple of old photos that captured the sparkling points of light that that hover in the air. And the camera will pick them up. Sometimes you can see them under the right conditions, but other times they're visible. Like if it's daylight, the sunlight blocks them out, so they're invisible. But there was a few photos there from Liverpool, England in the early 1950s that the sparkling points of light were caught right there on deserted side street in Liverpool. So these things are everywhere, pretty much. But you're going to need a 35-millimeter camera or one of those old Brownie cameras to pick it up. So, and I'll give you another clue. If there's a spruce tree nearby, go there at night with a 35-millimeter camera and use a beat setting. I guarantee you'll pick up things on that spruce tree. I don't know why they're a popular item, but they are. And my book shows you what all the amazing things that are happening on spruce trees. If you just look at the pictures. You don't have to know the explanation of what you're looking at. Just look at the pictures, 35-millimeter pictures. I've got the negatives as proof. They haven't been altered. That's another great thing about film. You can prove it hasn't been altered, but you can't do that with digital. That's why they force everyone to go to digital, so they can fake pictures for the general public. And then if you bring a picture that's on a digital camera, it's no longer proof. You ever stop to think about that? Anyhow, this was a call-in radio show. You know, I guess everybody threw their phone away. I don't know. Or the phones don't work. My show's being blackballed by the bad ETs because I don't talk nicely about them, so they make sure people can't get through on the phone calls. I don't know. Whatever. You know, part of the reason is to the show before me, I don't think it's a call-in show, so then that might be part of the problem, too. Anyhow, hey, tell your friends about my show. Tell them that I'm about my 2020 president, TomEdison.com. I start talking about the coronavirus cure is known, and I give the basic outline of the type of modality where the cure exists. It's not pharmaceutical, and it's not vaccines. But you ought to be interested in that because all of our lives are being affected right now by this virus, pathogen, whatever you want to call it. And so I tell your friends to listen next week because I've got the knowledge about what's going on. And that's why I have this show, to educate the people about what they're not being told, what's the truth or is being kept from them, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, so we're getting to the end of the show, so I'm going to do the countdown. And, oh, by the way, I mentioned it last week, but I'll mention it again tonight. I've got this great video out there on YouTube. It's called The Earth, She Loves You. And all she wants is for you to be loved, for her to be loved. She wants you to love her back, you know. Well, the name of the song is called The Earth, She Loves You. It's a music video. It's on YouTube.com. And you'll be quite impressed if you listen to it. And hopefully you'll be inspired to return that love back to Mother Earth in one way or another. Hey, Mother Earth is the one who's going to be taking us into the fifth dimension. So you ought to get a little more friendly with her. And the best way to do that, I'd say you start by watching my YouTube video, The Earth, She Loves You. It's entertaining and it's informative. Listen to the words. You might want to listen to it twice. It's certainly an enjoyable video. And then pick up on the words because it tells an amazing story about our Mother Earth. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. Oh, hey, and don't forget to look up the Academy of Future Sciences, Dr. J.J. Hertek, and his book, The Keys of Enoch, and the three videos I mentioned before, Extraterrestrial Realities, The Message of the Keys of Enoch, and Pathways to the Light, which is a meditation video. Equal is not better than the meditation videos out there now. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. And if you listened before, you know you're going to hear a little bit of my music at the end. The end guitar solo of Are You the Party in Kind, Are You? And that's a full video on YouTube also. And I Gotta Be Somebody, my anthem. Could be your anthem too. Listen to the words. That is also out there on YouTube.com. I Gotta Be Somebody. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody in your life. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.